In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Radio show. Good show this evening up until 8 o'clock on 104.3 FM WQAM. And just as a side note, the FHSA released the new classifications just now on there, or a little bit earlier. A couple of movements. I think the most notable is Chaminade Madonna, which still has the same enrollment going up to 2A, which I'm sure a lot of people in 1A are happy for. Maybe not so much in 2A. But nevertheless, they will be in action as a 1A team, and they will kick things up locally on Thursday afternoon at 12:30 noon as part of a South Florida, all South Florida event where they'll host take on West Palm Beach's Cardinal Newman and Jack Daniels. That's a 12:30 game at FIU. And somebody who will be front and center for that game, as he has been for the last couple of decades, from the Miami Herald, is Andre Fernandez, kind enough to join us. Andre, thanks so much for taking the time. And I think that before we even started the state championship games, the new classifications are stealing the show.
Yeah, kind of interesting. I think that you mentioned the one that stood up for sure, and that's the Chaminade move. I think that maybe a good word to say is liberated Class 1A, because they were stuck behind the Lions for all these years, and you almost knew at the start of the season the daunting task that you were going to have as a team to get up there. And, you know, schools like True North can rejoice a bit, I guess.
Yeah, but then, you know, now you go into that little gauntlet with Cardinal Mooney. He's a really, really good team, bowls, programs like that. But that's something that, you know, Chaminade relishes. You know, they relish playing those big boys, and they're not going to back away from that. And I'm sure they'd much rather know that at the end of the rainbow is going to be a pretty good game. I think this week's game has an opportunity to be a good game. I went up and saw Cardinal Newman last week. They really good team. They kind of made mistakes in the second half, which kind of does you in against a game like Chaminade. But how do you see that one shaping up? We know that, you know, Chaminade's running on all cylinders. You went to that game last week and saw they got off to a little bit of a slow start against them. You know, not a bad team. Trinity's always going to bring a pretty good team south.
Yeah, I think I've said this now for like 2-3 years, and I think, like, you know, justifiably, Chaminade's offensive weapons get a lot of attention, a lot of credit over the last few years. Their defense is year after year. I feel like they don't get it as they get attention, but I feel like sometimes they're a little overshadowed by the offense, and it shows late in the season always, and it's doing that again this year. I think that side of the ball deserves a hat tip for sure for what they did last week, because the game was a little dicey in the first half. The offense was sputtering. They weren't really able to even get the passing game going, even with the up-tempo style that they like to do. They like to play with, you know, quickness, no huddle. It wasn't there till about late in the second quarter. Then finally they hit a touchdown pass to J-Rock and got it going a little bit. And even then in the second half, it was 14-0, and it took a pick six to really break it open. But what I'm getting to with the defense is just they were lights out completely on that Trinity Christian offense, which was pretty good. And they shut them down, barely gave up any. I think they held them to like two first downs until late in the game. So it was It was a smothering of an offense that was pretty good, and it just shows you that it's a complete team again. Once again, you know, Damian Jones, this is a decade of at least getting to the final, and most of the time they're not at least getting to the final. Most of the time they're winning it, but that shows you the consistency of a team. You know, whichever, it doesn't matter what class they're in. To go back to the classification thing, they play 7 or 8 of their opponents every year are against much better competition. They beef the schedule up on purpose to prepare them for a run like this. This year was no different. And that, I don't think whether it's Mooney or Bowles or whoever in their new classification, if anything, for us as spectators, it's going to be better because you're going to get to see them face a bigger obstacle this time of year. But they're ready for it. I think they're going to be ready for it. I think as a program, they're ready for it. And you know what? To get to the game this week, they can't. From what I've been reading and what you've been, I've seen a little bit, and from what you were telling me from the semifinal, there are 2 1,000-yard ball carriers on this Cardinal Newman team. Not one, but two. The quarterback as well. That is going to be hard to stop. This is not a pushover. This is a better Newman team, I think, even than last year, and it's going to be interesting. A Broward versus Palm Beach matchup like that on a Thursday afternoon, it's going to be – it ain't going to be easy for the Lions.
No. And West Boca Raton obviously was the big win that they had, and, West Boca's going back to the state championship. So, and they played a tough schedule. They played Roman Catholic of Philadelphia, played Gainesville-Buchholz, a team that West Broward beat, and they also played Tampa Jesuit. So, obviously, that is a game that everybody's going to be watching. And then at nighttime, the big one on Thursday evening, a rematch of last year, two teams that know each other really well, Lakeland and St. Thomas.
It's probably the most known in terms of a name game, I think, at this point in modern history of the state finals. I think it's like the marquee matchup that you seem to get, if not every year, every few years. And it was surprising to me how badly Aquinas just beat them down last year in the way I thought it was going to be a closer game than it was. To Aquinas' credit, they did what they did. It wasn't, we're talking about an Aquinas team that had more losses last year than they typically do. We weren't sure we were going to get, and they dominated at the end. This year,
no doubt.
I think they're rolling. I think this year, I think they're rolling. This isn't like last year. I mean, Lakeland's good, but this team turns it on at the right time. And I think Mason Mallory has really been fun to watch this year in terms of just his versatility. I mean, he can kill you with his legs or passing. And it's a complete, it's a typical Aquinas team. They have a little bit of everything, and I think they wear this team down, and they continue to shift the all-time series because they used to be owned by Lakeland for years, and now St. Thomas is the one in charge of this series now.
Good Friday doubleheader in the afternoon. Wes Broward, who throws caution to the wind every week. They don't care who they're playing. They just play against West Boca, defending state champion. Another 9-5-4, 5-6-1 matchup. And then on that night game, it's it'll all hell will break loose once again. Northwestern against Rains, Friday night show. How do you see these two games?
Wes Broward is one of the stories of the year. And I think even last week, people weren't sure what they were going to do up in Gainesville. They were facing a good team, a Buchholz team that seemed like they were due after 4 years in a row of losing in the semis. Justin Williams, the kid that's going to Florida. And their defense showed up. I mean, that was the thing. Wes Broward has been able to run the ball and make big plays on offense all year. But another team that their defense really showed up, and Amir Sears, if you didn't know already, now I think people know. Amir Sears is one of the top young talents in the entire state, one of the top young talents in the country. Made a big statement this past week to get them to propel them to that victory, and they're a great story this year. I mean, I know during the season McCarthy got a lot of headlines, but Wes Broward deserves a lot of credit. This is their breakout season, first appearance. They're gonna have their hands full though. Javian Mallory and West Boca, they're the defending champs for a reason, and they're still playing like it. They themselves, I mean, to go to Armwood and win that game, that's tough too.
How do you like that rematch at night? It's going to be a war. It's going to be closer. Rains has played really well too down the stretch. Remember, they beat Lake Mary. That's their signature win. They beat them good by 50 points. So,
yeah,
I think it'll be a better game than last year. I still think Northwestern comes out on top.
I think, no doubt in my mind, Northwestern comes down on top. If it is a closer game, I think it's only because the Bulls sometimes this year have seen them go into a little bit of a, I guess you could call them for like a quarter or so, they go into a bit of a funk on offense. Their defense plays consistently throughout, but sometimes they just lose their rhythm a little bit. Saw it in the game against Palmetto, saw it a little bit in the game against Central too. If something like that happens, Reigns might be able to take advantage for a little bit. But to me, there's just no way they don't, you know, make plays, especially on the defensive side. You know, Desmond Johnson and those guys, I mean, they're so aggressive back there, and they just make – they can turn games on a turnover. And yeah, then on offense, Neiman Lawrence is tremendous. Speaking of young talents, young sophomore talents, Neiman Lawrence, he looked the part since he was in eighth grade and at Ransom, but he's come a long way since then. And to do it at this level too, because one thing is doing it – just in general, but at a high level with the best competition in the state, playing some of the best teams in the country, he's proven he can handle it. You know, and those rivalries last week, that showed a lot last week. 7 touchdown passes in 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry.
Against one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, 7 touchdown passes. No one had ever done that in a Northwestern Central game. And to Corey, not Teddy.
Nobody.
And to do that, that showed something.
Let me wrap this thing up. I think if Mike Smith and American Heritage win, I think he's coach of the year. What he's done this year with less, lost the best quarterback in the country, lost his top running back, lost a lot of guys, still went on the road and won a big game up at the Panhandle, American Heritage against Orlando Jones in a rematch. No Malachi Tony.
Yeah, and he lost his receiver for a while too, and Brandon Bennett.
Yeah,
and
another one that went down.
Yeah, they healed up. They got, and they didn't get everybody back, but they got the key pieces back at the right time. And yeah, no, it's hard to argue. I mean, only Brian McCartney at West Broward, unless you're dividing it, you know, by classes, is another one that deserves a lot of credit. But yeah, typically I know Heritage is one of those teams that they're like, oh, they're loaded and whatnot. No, this year was a great coaching job. We thought last year was a great coaching job when Malachi made the switch and everybody still carried him to a title. This year, they really had to overcome a lot. A 5-loss team. They just went 10-plus hours up to Fort Walton Beach, and not just one. They won big on the road. That wasn't a bad team that they beat up there, too. I mean, they're going to have their hands full. Darian Coleman, a lot of UM fans are probably going to be interested in this game because of him with Jones. The rematch of last year. It was a good game last year when him and Malachi were dueling quarterbacks. So a lot of pressure on that Heritage offense to keep up. And this is probably has the potential to be one of the best games of the weekend in terms of how competitive it may be.
No doubt. Andre Fernandez, Miami Herald. Andre, we'll see you out there on Thursday. Appreciate you as always. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Larry. Talk to you there.
Good stuff. Andre Fernandez from the Miami Herald. And let me use this as a segue.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.